Okay, we're on Siman Pei Gimel, talking about the Dalet Rishuyos and carrying. So Pei Gimel gets into a din of an enclosure that is like a yard. And basically the din splits. In order for a hekif, in order for an enclosure to have a din of a Rishuyos Yachid, it has to be enclosed Ladira. But if it's enclosed to, for instance, to be a farm or something like that, then it's going to have different dinim. If it's enclosed to be a farm, so if it's pachas mibeis asayim, which is basically the size of the Mishkan was 50 amas by 100 amas, beis asayim is that amount of space. If it's less than that, so then it will still have the din of a rishus ayachid. But if it's more than that, so then it gets the din of a karmelis. Let's say that you have an enclosure which is pachos mibeis asayim. It means it has a din of a rishus ayachid, and your chatzar is inside of there. So like you have your chatzar where you do all your stuff, you know, your backyard and your pool, your kiddie pool for your kids and your laundry, and then it goes into your farm, which is pachos mibeis asayim. So it's rishus ayachid to rishus ayachid, and as long as the two of them are joining, you can carry from one to the other. However, this is not true. We'll talk about this more later. There's an issur d'rabbanan to carry from your house into your yard, and that's to go from one rishus ayachid from the house into that farm. That's a problem because it's in two entirely different types of things. Let's say that you have what does it mean that it was mukaf ladira? So mukaf ladira means that at the time that you made the enclosure, so there was either a house there already or there was an intent to build the house, but that was the reason. Now let's say that you had an enclosure, you have a big farm inside the enclosure, and then you put a house inside there afterwards. So that doesn't change the din. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to wreck one of the walls by making a pirtso, which is 10 amas or more. That means that wall is no longer a wall, and then you rebuild it, and then you're going to be able to have the hekif is considered to be ladira. Okay. Let's say that you have this big enclosure. It's what's it called? You have this big enclosure, and there's a house in there, even, right? And inside of there, you plant a whole bunch of trees, right? It's like an orchard or whatever. So that's fine because it's the derech to plant trees as to be part of the dira, and therefore that doesn't change the status. However, if you plant the farm inside of there, so then if rove of the makom is being taken over by this farm, this whole enclosure being taken over by the farm, so then if it's, what's it called? If it's yosim mibeis asayim, so then we're going to say that it's a farm and it gets a din of a karmelis. If the farm is just a miut, so then it will retain its din of rishus ayachid. If it's less than beis asayim, so then no matter what, so it's going to have a din of rishus ayachid. There is one other halacha though. Let's say that you have this chatzar and part of it is a farm and it's pachos mibeis asayim. So if rov of that chatzar is a farm, it's pachos mibeis asayim, so still, we're going to view it as a farm vis-a-vis the fact that you will not be able to carry from your house into that area, because we're going to look at it as being a farm and not being a chutzner. To carry from your house into a chutzner is fine, but from the house into a farm is not. All right, that's the end of Siman Pei Gimel. Now we move on to Siman Pei Dalet, which is we'll finish it between now and Sunday. That's the dinim of Hotzah, but Derech Hotzah, you know, wearing glasses on Shabbos, wearing a ring on Shabbos, a pocket watch. Basically, you are allowed to carry something, anything which is Derech Malbush or Derech Tachshit. A tachshit can be an adornment that makes you look nicer. A tachshit can also be something which is necessary for your basic functioning. So, for instance, bandages, different things like that. A person who needs a peg leg, chas v'shalom, or a person who cannot walk at all without a cane. Nowadays, what's it called? A person who's wearing glasses. Well, all these different types of thing, they'll be considered to be a tachshit. But if a person has you want to stick a pencil behind your ear, or you want to stick a pin into your jacket, so if it's an ornamental pin, so then it's fine. If it's not an ornamental pin, it's functional, so then that's usur. If a person, has a tachshit, yeah, which would otherwise be mutter, but it's a type of tachshit that people like to show off and show their friends. So basically, midinat gemara, right? A woman wearing a nice piece of jewelry or whatever it is, or certainly a man wearing a nice piece of jewelry, that he would want to, what's it called? She would want to show her friends. So we're afraid that she's going to take it off and she's going to carry it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Kitzer says that nowadays the minhag is not to be machmir on this halacha for whatever reason. And he says that the Peskim go into all kinds of rationales about why not. But he says that be'etzim, so you really should be machmir on it if at all possible. What's it called? He says, for instance, a tabas that doesn't have a chosam, a man wearing such a ring, right? A man would usually wear a ring that will have a signet on it, but a tabas she'en bo chosam, he says that's a classic example. You shouldn't take that with you in the Shas Rabim to wear it, or a pocket watch also, he says that should be avoided. What's that?
Listen, no.
You see in the Gemara, they have tabas sheish bochosam, ein bochosam, or whatever. Men had these types of rings. It wasn't begadisha. If that was the story, you know, so that's a standard. It's not begadisha. Now he talks also about a silver key. People would have as an ornament, like a tie clip. You still can find them today. Like a person will have his house key and they'll make it into a tie clip. He says that's perfectly fine. That's a tachshit. However, if a person has glasses, now his glasses are what they call pince-nez. You know, they don't have arms on them. People just put it, you know, whatever. So he says that you can't, even if it's silver, that's not a tachshit and that can't be worn. He says a covering for a woman's shetel or a covering for a man's hat, right? You have Rav Moshe Paskins this, that those plastic hat covers, so that's carrying on Shabbos. If you're wearing it because it's sarat gufa that it protects you, then it's fine. But if it's to protect your clothing, so then that's considered to be carrying, and that should not be done. A person who walks with a walking stick. So that depends. If the person absolutely cannot move without a walking stick, you know, absolutely necessary for his functioning, he can walk with the walking stick on Shabbos. However, if it's just easier for him and he putters around his house like that and he can walk without the walking stick, so then it's considered to be carrying. A suma, a blind person, the same thing with his, you know, whatever. If he can walk around, so then it's considered to be carrying. Somebody who's in chains or shackles, so that's considered to be carrying. That's not a tachshit. We don't want to be in that situation anyway. Stilts are not a tachshit, right? Stilts. Why do you need stilts? He says people would go through the mud in stilts, so they wouldn't get their begadim dirty. A bandage is a tachshit, and any type of fabric that's normally put on top of the bandage is butl to the bandage. It's also tachshit. But if somebody puts like a fancy dressing on the bandage, you know, to make it look real, you know, a real shtadi or whatever it is. So if it's a tachshit, you know, mitzaratz may beseder. But if it's to coat the bandage, it's not butl to the bandage, and then that would be a problem potentially. Okay, cotton in somebody's ears. Because of the fact that, like, you know, his ears are running or something of the sort, so then that's okay. That's also a tachshit for being mashlim the guf. If a person has inserts in his shoes or cotton in his shoes to make his shoes smaller, that's also fine. However, let's say a person is incontinent. Older person who's incontinent. Or women's hygiene, and you have inserts that are to protect begadim. If they're to protect begadim, that's carrying. If it's to protect the person, that the person doesn't want to be wet or uncomfortable, so then that's fine. And finally, so he talks about if a person's walking through mud, and say he wants to pick up, they had tunics in their days, right? So we just have our pants legs. So doesn't seem like as big of an issue, but a tunic, you pick up your whole tunic, so it looks like, you know, you're, you know, whatever, not that high, but, you know, whatever it is, but it looks like you're carrying something. So he says if you're just picking it up that much that it shouldn't get dirty, that's fine, that's not carrying. A person hoists it up very high, even his pants, hoists it up very high, that it looks like it's more than what he really needs to, so then that is an issue of carrying. All right, Be'ezrat Hashem on Sunday, so we'll finish with this sif. and then we move on to Pehei. Pehei is already past. We're already past Haitzah. This is what happens if a fire breaks out on Shabbos. What is it mutter to do? What is it also to do? And,